All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
There's absolutely a cabal, right? And I don't think there's anybody left that has any snap whatsoever that can deny this. It's this is just becoming one of those things that is, I mean, how could you not see this? There are the tentacles from Hollywood to junior Hollywood, right? To every form of entertainment, any place where there can be a casting couch, there seems to be. And the tie-ins from all of these people, like the guy that just got busted from Abercrombie and Fitch, who worked for, right? The guy that owned, he owns Abercrombie and Fitch. He also owns Victoria's Secret. And his financial advisor was Epstein. Right? Yeah. That was this guy's financial advisor. They sold that plane to Diddy's crew. You're going to tell me these aren't all connected? Like, it's impossible 100%. For them not all to be connected.
100%. It's the coincidences, right? When they start stacking, right? The data doesn't lie, man. When you take people, places, and events out, and you're just looking at dots on a page and how they connect, that doesn't lie. And it's crazy. So we obviously had Jaguar on. Did you watch the show as it was live?
I did.
Like, she brings information and just drops bombs every single time. And we touched on Oprah, right? Have you got any thoughts on Oprah? Have you gone down the Oprah rabbit hole? There's a lot of rabbit holes, man. This is why I'm
telling
asking.
You, man. I am telling you. I just started looking into to Miss Winfrey. And the reason is there's more hatred of this woman than anybody else I bring up. Honestly, like, I do shows on that. Like, yesterday was the sentencing of the woman that killed her husband in a suitcase, right? And she filmed that person in there while they were expiring. It's one of the most disturbing cases you've ever seen. And the people who wrote in to tell me how bad she was, there are four. The people that are writing in to tell me that Oprah's a piece of fecal matter are at a solid 10. Like, these are people that the level of vitriol and hate for this woman, and it's a bunch of people. Right, there are so many people that are convinced that this woman is Satan that there's got to be something to it.
Yeah.
So I've begun.
Are you getting vibes of what it was like with people talking about Diddy 10 years ago, with people talking about Oprah, but because she's still off the radar in all of this, that they're still not being listened to? Do you get that kind of vibe?
Yeah, I do. And you know what? Just real quickly, because this one drives me nuts. So for everybody in
the chat. No pun intended, Tommy.
No pun intended. Yeah, then they are nuts. Ava Baroni is not missing. Okay? I promise you, she's not missing. That wasn't real. That their families were super close. So their kids would go and play together. They were in dance or whatever. All of like the soccer moms that go and drive the kids around. Okay. Well, that's how they knew Ava Baroni. She had been friends with the kids in the family for a long time. And that video, right? He didn't realize what a scumbag the world was going to think he was in 20 years, or maybe he wouldn't have filmed it, right? But that video that looks so bad now, I assure you, Ava's with her mom. She has pulled down the social media stuff because she's getting crucified. She was on Instagram with the last name Combs, and she did it, you know? And here's the problem. The problem is you can say, well, she lives with her parents. There's no way that there was an adoption, but you can't say that because adoptions, you won't be able to see anyway. You can't research an adoption. So the only thing we have is him and her on tape saying, yeah, I adopted a white girl. But I assure you, she was never moving in with him or anything else. She did take down the social media footprint, which got some people nervous. But I promise you, she's at home with her mom. She's not missing. I wouldn't lie to you.
Do you know, it feels like a predatory flex when you see Diddy do these things. And when did you see how he interacted with that 12-year-old girl at the award ceremony? It was Ashton Kutcher and Diddy. And listen, when for some reason, when a 12-year-old's on stage and within 1 second, there's four fully grown adult male hands on her body, I don't get how that is. Like, for example, just listen, this is the thing. If you're on national television, it's live, right? And there's a kid there. Like, you're not doing anything at all that could be, you know, you're just not. And the way that they handled that girl was just, it was real, real creepy. It was almost like for a second they forgot the camera were there. But just for a snippet, man. Yeah. And then Diddy went up to her and invited her to the after party, right? Did you notice that his body language, he put his pelvis forward? So if you drew a line down his body, his shoulders were slightly back and his pelvis was forward and he was looking over his glass at her. That is, I mean, I'm not being funny, but that's like drunken, like sleazy chat up line, man.
No question. That's the way they draw somebody in a cartoon when they want to make him a dirtbag. And the squeal, just, right? This guy's been on film his entire life. That laugh that he did is a little bit higher than anyone. I promise you. I tried looking at him last night. Try finding a clip of Diddy where he laughs in that tone. It is higher. It is creepy. Yeah. And Ashton Kutcher's there. Nothing weird about that, right? There's no smoke around Ashton Kutcher, and you know, he's one of the creepiest guys in Hollywood. You know, yeah. His association with Danny Masterson, and we all know how that worked out, right? So this is a recurring theme, and Ashton right now is hiding from everybody on the planet because anytime you find a clip of film of him out there, he is just burying himself. I mean, yeah. He's got to be out there right now just praying that the next clip of film that they unearth isn't going to bury him, because each one looks worse than the previous one, right? There's all those things out there. I can't talk about that one. I can tell you, oh, can't talk about that one either. You know, no one wants to hear that crap when you know that the person he's talking about is indicted on some of the grossest charges you've ever seen, right?
Yeah.
But you might be able to go, hey, you know what? He was doing punked at that time, right? So maybe he was just sort of, but then you throw in an apology letter from Danny Masterson that was written in 2023. Right. That says this guy was an ace. Right. This was my guy. I looked up to him. You know, I'd love this guy to babysit my kids.
Didn't age well.
No, it did not. Did not at all. And I think that there's a lot of ugliness associated with all of this. Right. And I think that we're not seeing a lot of it. I think that J-Lo and her ex-husband, we didn't get to be privy to that conversation. But my humble opinion, not alleging, this is my opinion. Yeah. My opinion is that the feds did him a solid, right? And when he got called in for the, you know, for his little question and answer, they said, hey, I don't think you have any idea how ugly this is going to get. Maybe they even showed him a couple of photos. Who knows? But I have a feeling that I know absolutely for a fact of a situation where the feds did this with a friend of mine and said to him, there's going to be some stuff that comes out in this that's going to bury you in your marriage. And you might want to think about that and not see it the first time in court.
Well, I'm fully with you, right? A few days ago, BuzzBay released new images, right, from survivors, right? What do you think about the possibility that he has picked images where perhaps something happened that would stand out to the people that were there, so that the people who were there get sent a message that, hey, there might be more photos of this event? Do you think that there's a possibility we're going to see some lips get loose, some deals start to get messy, or do you think everyone is still thinking like, the minute I cheep or chirp, you know, the Diddy ray gun is going to come from the satellite and just take me out of the game? Because that's control. And I mean I'm not being funny, but if we believe in the cabal, it's kind of not out of the reach. It's ridiculous, but you know what I'm saying? Billions, yeah. And billions, right? But the fear and control level that Diddy had over people, and again, listen, I'm not being funny, if any of these people have kids, right, that's, if you don't take the check, they'll just hand you an envelope with your kids' schools, all of this right. stuff, and be like, listen, we won't take you out. We'll just take out everyone you care about, and then you'll go down for it. Because, I mean, that's what I would do if I was an insane billionaire cabal overlord. Do you know what I'm saying? You got to right. think like these monsters. So do you think the level of control will win, is what I'm asking?
No, I think we saw a real paradigm shift around September 15th, right? Right around the time that they put the diddler behind a steel door that the world knew was locked. Everything kind of changed, right? We're hearing. You may not, the people who aren't diving into this all day, every day, probably don't realize this, but we are hearing stuff, right? There are people who are starting to, there are some stuff we're starting to hear about stars right now. We can't even go with the allegedly yet, but I'll tell you something. Leonardo DiCaprio, right? I'm not saying anything, but I'm saying there are a lot of people who are in a better position than he is right now, right? Allegedly, this man is getting some phone calls. And I think you nailed it with Busby, right? I think that Busby absolutely intentionally is using photographs from specific parties. For instance, look in front of you right now, right on the screen. You don't need to know which party this is. No one's going, hey, was that his 42nd birthday party? No, they're going, that's the white party. And all of the people, right, that attended his white parties, whether they were in New York or wherever, are going, oh, crap. And they're looking around to see which white party that might be.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Is that the one I was at?
Is that the one?
I think that there's a lot of that going on. I think that Busby's really intelligent. I'd be really curious.
That's a sort of
how much he's made already.
You see, it just strikes me as that's a sort of like, if you've got the like someone like Diddy in his case in the palm of your hand, right? You want to just give as many blows as you can. And I honestly think he's had a moment where he's like sat in his office with like two shots of whiskey and a glass at 3 a.m. And he's like had this epiphany and he's like, yes, I'll use the photographs. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's genius. I mean, I'm not saying that's what it is, but I'm just saying.
I think the way that the guy's playing it is genius. It's going to be interesting to see if the boys in the other courtroom, if the boys and girls over there are going to be cool with this kind of action, because they do have the ability to go, you know what, shut that down. You're not going out to the press and doing this, you know, for the rest of the time that we're in trial. And it's super interesting because the trial of Diddy is going to greatly affect all of those other trials. If you think they're going to be going on at the same time, you're wrong, right? The federal government's got a real thing about punishing people, and they don't care how many other things you got going on. He's going to be punished. When that is over, those other suits will really start to gain momentum. I mean, you couldn't do it the other way around, right? You couldn't, because of the difference between preponderance of evidence and beyond a reasonable doubt, right? The stuff that could come out in the Busby cases would incriminate the hell out of them, right? And you can't force somebody to incriminate themselves. But it's odd that in the civil cases here in the United States, not testifying is held against you, right?
Yeah, it's
completely different. If you go, I'm not taking the stand, they go, ooh, right? It's not like a court where you not taking the stand is not supposed to be held against you in any way. It's not like that in the civil courts. So I think that we're going to see leaks. And I think that the longer he's locked up, right, he's got two more shots at this bail. And anybody that's kind of following this knows that, right? Submarinium, for whatever reason, the new judge decided he was going to give him another shot at this, right? Maybe because he's trying to preserve this on record to say, hey, I did everything right, man. I looked at this. I looked at it just the way everybody else did, and I didn't see it, right? So I kept him in there. He may just be dotting I's and crossing T's. But after this judge says, no, I'm not letting you out, the Second Court of Appeals already has their appeal sitting there, right? Because they didn't realize the new judge was going to give them another one. So they had already mailed it off. They called and said, hold that. Because once the new judge either dumps us or not, we'll let you know what we're going to be doing moving forward with the appeal process. So it's complicated, right? But when these two are done, this guy's behind a door until this thing is over. And I think that he's the boogeyman, right? He really is. This is Don Corleone. There's a bunch of people that for so long have gone, you know what, man? People get sick when this dude gets pissed.
Right? Yeah, I think there's been a lot of overlooking of the timing of the mayor of New York being arrested and sentenced for some dodgy stuff, right? Because I'm just saying, I would think, if you handed Diddy key to the city, right, you're probably quite pally with Diddy. I'm just saying, right? That's more than like a steak dinner with like a celebrity or a politician. Do you know what I'm saying?
You know what sucks? Just a little quick USA, you know, and I'm sure I'm going to draw some ire for this, but there are a lot of people in this country who think that the reason that they're running him out of there is because instead of kind of going with the sanctuary city thing, he started coming out every day going, we can't run a city if you keep dumping people from the border in here. Like, he was vocal as hell about it every day. Yeah. And
I can believe that too.
Yeah, that's not the party line. You know,
that is also kind of suspicious. But also, if you're handing the key of the city to a guy, right, who is allegedly you know, trafficking individuals and you're best friends with him, it's probably in your best interest to be vocal about how bad that is. And then a whole bunch of kids go missing, allegedly. I'm just saying.
Yeah, this is, it's
on the internet with an opinion. Okay.
The craziest part of this entire thing is, anything that comes across your desk, right? If you're somebody that does, you know, this kind of stuff where you comment on popular culture or whatever, everything that comes across your desk, no matter how much, it's like, this is sports related. It's got nothing to do with Diddy. Are you sure? Because a lot of these athletes were kicking it tough with this guy. I think we've forgotten just how unbelievable the hubbub about this dude's parties were. Right. My generation and the generation that came after me didn't have Studio 54. We didn't stand at velvet ropes with people that went, you can come in and you can't. But that was the Diddy parties. Right. Jamie Foxx, who, I mean, that guy's a celebrity. Right. And you see him in old videos going, I couldn't get into his parties. It was driving me nuts. There were a lot of celebrities that couldn't get into the guy's parties, and the inability to get in there made everybody else want to get in there even more. And I think that stuff that was creepy. Right. We just kind of went, well, you know, he parties a lot. Right. But look at all of the really important people that are at these parties. And again, they're not going upstairs. They're not going in back rooms. They're standing in front of the red carpet that's got the thing on it that says Diddy. They take the picture so that, you know, his press team can say everybody in America came to his birthday party or whatever. But it's so confusing because this guy had his tentacles in everything. The revolt channel that he helped get started. The government helped fund that, right? I mean, Maxine Waters, our government helped him get that thing up off the ground with some, and not that there's anything wrong with that. I don't care. I really don't. But now we're like, oh man, this guy was in politics. He started Vote or Die. There was nobody that did that before him. That was his baby. And I think it's a great thing to get people out to vote. But again, it leaves so much meat on the bone that everything that comes up now, you go, huh, I wonder, right? I wonder, you know, the politicians that were there, maybe he was a little closer with them than that. And it keeps everybody every day waiting for the next shoe to drop.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, so do you think, because I feel like we've been fed a lot of headlines every day by the media. And if we believe that the media are owned by the same people that own the music industry, right? Do you think that these headlines have been put out by design so that people forget to ask about more questions about these celebrities? Because you're right. Why is there not more names out there now? I don't understand. I feel like it's so tightly controlled and we're getting so, like, when has you ever seen a case, right, where every day as a content creator, your content is just waiting for you on a plate every day because there's just new stuff every hour, right?
Yeah. This has never happened.
Right? Okay. It was a little bit with the man on the island, but, you know, then they nipped that in the bud. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm at the stage now, right, where I want Diddy in a cell with, like, glass sides and cameras that stream 24/7, right? Where we can all take shifts, guys, keeping an eye on him, right? Because I can't believe it's gone this far. I'm not going to lie.
I agree with you. Now, I think we got to be careful when we say that the media is feeding us this stuff, right? Because, like, the GHB in the baby oil bottles, right? I did that story 4.5 weeks ago, something like that. The mainstream media picked that up when they could no longer avoid it, right? Like last week, they finally picked it up. Yeah. But for the most part, it's people like you and it's people like me and it's people like Sean that are getting the word out. And I'm not sure how happy the powers that be are about it. I think they are trying to control the narrative, and I don't think people like us are letting that happen. Yeah. The other thing that really is a game changer is the fact that while we're waiting for Diddy to go to court, which would normally be all we got, right? Mm-hmm. While that's happening, there's 120 or 130 civil suits that are coming out, and the guys, he waits for us to stop talking about him, and then he releases six more, and then we stop talking about him and he releases seven more. And it's, I think he's a master, right? I don't, if you could call him an ambulance chaser, if it makes you happy, but what he's doing beautifully. Yeah. Big number behind them. 13,000 people have called. And if that makes you sick, right? If you go 13,000 people, how many people are just trying to, well, he willowed that down to 120. Yeah. right? It makes you, would lead you to believe that he might actually be looking into these, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I get good vibes from him. Do you know what I'm saying? And if we take away this, like if we take away the court case and, you know, Diddy and all of that, and you just look at, you know, an individual with a product in a business that is Busby's business, he's marketed this to make sure eyes are constantly on it. Yep. And that could be the other side of the coin. It might not be the media distracting us. It's maybe just we need to keep attention and focus on the kingpin right now, if that makes sense.
No, I think it does make sense. I think, though, that we as much as it's making this a circus, without Busby, this would be Epstein. I believe that wholeheartedly. Without Busby running these things out every couple of days, this is what we needed when the Island Boy was going, right? We needed a lawyer to go, hey, no, we got four more people. Hey, no, this happened over here. This is making people realize that this wasn't some isolated incident. Yeah. This wasn't something that the dude, this was his life. Like if he ran into you in the bathroom at McDonald's, if you believe everything people are saying, he was liable to SA you.
Yeah. Right? Well, this is it. 100%. I get Busby is definitely the man for the job vibes from Busby. I tell you what, though.
The other thing that's really weird this time too, Ron, is that I can't remember a high profile case like this that was federal, right? The cases that we really get fired up about, more often than not, there are cameras in the courtroom, which is why people like us are covering it, right? Well, there's never been cameras in the courtroom in the feds. They don't allow it. So we don't usually see any kind of people get excited about cases or focusing on cases because you're not really going to be able to follow them anyway. So the law nerds maybe don't jump in on it the same way. But this is the fact that it's federal means that they charged him RICO. I mean, they could have charged him any way they wanted, but they did charge him with RICO. The average person walking the planet doesn't understand RICO either. Even people who live in this country probably don't understand RICO. But the crazy thing about how the RICO case works is earlier someone was saying, well, could you bring this up because it's so old, right? Like Kim Porter's death, right? It's already been solved, right? Because Shine Barrow went to prison on this. So wouldn't it be double jeopardy? Because one man's already been charged. Yeah, it would. Until you make it a federal offense, right? Okay. The feds can pull this in and say, well, we're just going to bring this in as prior bad acts. Okay. There's so much that they can do with RICO that they can't do with other cases. You know, they say, well, we're not going to tell you anything about Tommy's past because that would prejudice the jury. They're trying to prejudice the jury. They want the jury to understand that this was, you know, an entire lifestyle. This was, you know, everything that you think it is. This is a very different case. And we waited when they kicked the doors in and raided the place. I got emails starting about 4 days after that. When are they going to arrest him? They're letting this guy go. When are they going to arrest him? This is a setup. Should have known they were going to bury this. Like people went nuts. And I said, it's the federal government. As soon as they got this guy dead and buried, they're going to come and they're going to arrest him. And I will tell you this, RICO is not a one-man crime, right? This is put in place so that you can charge a group of people for one kind of predicate act or one unaliving or whatever, like freak-offs. Everybody that bought chemicals, bought butt plugs, bought the personal lubricant or the oils or whatever. All of those people, the people that booked the hotel room and got there first to get everything set up with lighting and all that, everybody's complicit. Everybody. So we're going to see a perp walk at some point because RICO isn't, they wouldn't have called it RICO. There was no reason to make this into a racketeering thing if you weren't planning on taking everybody down. And they're going to, I promise, they're going to, same thing. It's going to happen. It's not going to happen as fast as we want it to, because I think for a lot of reasons that they probably don't want to tip their hands. They don't have to have the last of the discovery over to the defense until January 31st. This is a contest, right? This is a contest. And we talked about 90 terabytes of information that came off of just 8 of the devices that they found in Florida, right? 90 terabytes. If that's all they got.
Wads. I just want to say I'm a nerd. Do you know how much 90 terabytes is?
Well, I started to look it up, and silly things like the Library of Congress, they said they can bang that out on about 20 terabytes. If you took movies from full-length feature films out of Hollywood, you could put about 250 of them on each terabyte. So that would be 22.5 or something like that. When you do the math, this is an unbelievable amount of stuff that the defense is going to get handed to them, and they're going to go, best of luck, right? I don't think they want to tip their hand on a lot of what they're doing until they start getting closer to that time, because it is going to be right? A contest. And unlike most people that get brought into the federal court system, this guy ain't going to plead guilty, right? Yeah. He's got no reason to. And he's also not going to take a deal because they can't give him a deal that's going to put this guy out while he can still get...
That's the amount of information that is, to put it in context. That's 5.625 million standard 16 gig iPhones. That's how many terabytes that is. That's how much 90,000 terabytes is that many iPhones. Just to give you a visual, people, of how much information there is.
And he had 9 phones on him, for the record. And they must all be iPhones.
Nothing suspicious about that at all, Tommy. Nothing at all suspicious about 9 phones.
You got a 6-pack of them, don't you? I mean, everybody I know has got at least 6 phones. The only people I ever met in my life that had more than 2 phones, because some people will hold one for business or whatever, were criminals. For real. Like, I knew a bunch of people that had a crap load of phones. And they would end up snapping them in half and throwing them away like Better Call Saul, right?
Yeah.
That's real. That's what criminals do. They use burner phones. They throw them away. There's a lot of ways they use to communicate, and that's one of them. So you know you're going out to everything this guy did. You know, they talk about the drugs up in the room. He couldn't not do the drugs. This wasn't an option for him. This guy's got a vicious, vicious drug problem, right? I was strung out for decades. It wasn't like I could go, well, you know, I'm heading to court. I can't possibly take drugs.
Oh, this is going to be the first time in his life he realizes what a drug problem is. There's no drug problem when you've got a bajillion dollars.
That's
okay.
Right. There's no problem there.
Okay. That is called overindulged and heavily managed. Okay. You don't listen. I'm not being funny. I've partied hard. You've partied hard. At what point do you call in the drip company? Right.
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying, right.
Good God. Right. That's honestly, that's one of those things that I hope everybody really understands how bizarre that is. That,
I mean,
this was just standard operating procedure. Like, we had sex for so many days. I'm going to have to get in here and run some IV fluids. Cause I didn't give these people time to drink water.
But how long would it take you to research the company that comes to your house to do that? It would take ages. I mean, you know, that is just on speed dial. You know, it's like, oh, we need to phone Alfonso and get him up here and whip out the freaking hydration bags. I'm just saying. Also,
call the guy at the hospital and tell him we're bringing another woman with a broken nose in the back door. Right. Yeah. Again, Rico, you think the people that blew off all of that paperwork said, we're not calling the cops and we'll bring your girlfriend in the back door. You don't think those people are complicit?
Oh, listen, my hopes are pinned, right, on the cleaning ladies and gentlemen who come in and clean up these places, who've seen a madness, right? Yeah. And just the time is now, okay? Because, you know, I'm just saying, I can't imagine Diddy's like, right, guys, listen, before you all go home, everyone get a bin liner and everyone pick up 2 bits of trash before you leave the party, okay? I just can't see it happening, right? So I'm assuming.
No, we've already heard that they wrote checks for, what, 80 grand at one hotel and more at another. Like, how do you do 80 grand in damage with baby oil, right?
You're going hard to the paint. If I've got that much money and it's a simple challenge of how much damage can I do with 80 grand worth of baby oil, right? Yeah. Challenge accepted. That sounds like entertainment to me, right? But
he may have done that. He may have actually done that.
Yeah, but listen, I'm just saying, it's a next level of like invincible feeling, okay? When you have this amount of money, right? And it's like it's an 80 grand trashing of a hotel room. How many more? There's a trail of just destruction, right? And it, obviously, you can take it from a simple case of lack of respect, but it's so far into the narcissistic realm of a man that will kick a woman up and down a corridor in a manner that is of professional league standard.
Sure,
of
doesn't lose his tail.
Home, right? Okay, I'm just saying.
He's done that before,
right? 100%. And then to just, I mean, you know, when you see people go abroad and they've got those belts, right? And you hide the money in the belt. Yeah,
money belts. Right?
He has got that with just Bitcoin, I imagine, just at ready. Do you know what I'm saying? Or security guard seen something, boom, 5 sovereigns out the belt for you, mate. Take them down the pawn shop. They're 10 grand each. Off you pop.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know,
that level of power, right? In the mind of a man like that, was recipe for monstrous acts. And we're seeing it. We're seeing it unfold, my guy.
Absolutely. What happens when you take somebody who is this depraved, right? This is a guy that you know, some of the stories that don't have anything to do with this guy assaying anybody. There was a woman who worked for him as a chef. And he said to a homeboy, right? Watch, I'm going to make her cry, right? Think about that for a second. Like, for entertainment purposes, you're going to find someone who's walking into the place and you're just going to thrash them about whatever until they're in tears. And you're doing this for entertainment. Do you understand the kind of sickness that requires? How about using SA tapes as entertainment to show your friends or to send them over? This keeps coming up again and again and again. This was a guy that did this constantly. The hubris, you're right. He was a god, a king, an emperor. This guy lived like a pharaoh, and he's going to find himself in a very ugly world of hurt, even if the best possible case scenarios could happen, right? Let's say that somehow everybody in there forgets that he's P. Diddy, right? And his attorney gets him some smoking fake paperwork that gets him to a GP yard. If all of the best stuff happened, this is a guy that went from 37,000 square foot house to 110 square foot house.
Sure.
From living in the lap of luxury alone to you're going to have a roommate. And in that 110 square feet, you're going to have a bunk bed, a toilet, and a sink, right? And you're not leaving. You and this dude are going to do all of your business in front of one another, and welcome to prison, right? The culture shock. And right, people are saying, oh, he's going through that. No, he's not. He's in a cell alone. He's struggling with what's going on in his head, but there's no forced interaction with this guy because they're protecting him. When he gets to a prison and he realizes that what he's doing right now, that's not how prison goes down. He's going to be in a little city full of bad people, right? And most of the people in that city don't know what anyone else is there for, right? Yeah. He walks through the door and every head turns and goes, oh, man, they know your three charges and they know all kinds of other stuff.
I mean, people that do crimes against children, allegedly, they go to prison are super popular as well, Tommy. Very you know what I'm popular. Saying? Super popular. I wish him all the best. Diddy, you know, if you do go down, I wish you all the best of luck, okay, in that whole shenanigans, because
buys those, according to Gene Deal, those toys were for him, right? Those were his toys. So I don't know, maybe this will work out for him, right? Maybe his sexual proclivities will make this place something that he can deal with. There are going to be people right there that want to be the guy that chin checks Diddy. There are people there that are going to want to tell the story for the rest of their life of how they knocked him out, right? That it really does become one of those things. I mean, you're doing life in prison. What do you got? Honestly, what do you have? You got the ability to take out people like that and say, you know, I got another one in my belt, right? I also got the guy that did this, this, or this. And this is a real thing. It really is. You know, this is, especially if he gets convicted, you know, in the feds, this is kind of, you know, this guy's story, this storybook, he built this, you know, this is one of the roughest endings you're ever going to see. The feds, unlike other courts, if they offer you a deal, and they traditionally do offer one, I don't know what they could possibly offer him, but they usually do offer you a deal. Like maybe they say, you know, you plead today and we'll get you as close as we can to one of your homes. We're not giving you anything other than that because we don't need to, right? But if you don't, if you take it to court and you're facing 15 years, you're not going to get 15 years. You're going to get about 45, right? They punish you for going to court. And that's why they have such a high conviction rate. Doesn't mean they convicted people, right? I've been convicted by the feds twice. I didn't go to trial. I pled guilty, right? Because I'd be an idiot not to. I got to cut the best deal I possibly can, or I'd still be in there.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, nobody fights them unless they're innocent. For real. And they're just like, no, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to, I didn't do this. Those kind of people fight people with enough money, like Diddy, who believe that they're untouchable. And he thinks, I got $100 million. Do you know the defense I could put together with $100 million? Well, the federal government's going, we ain't got a budget. You know, let's see if we can fight. I got no budget. I also have the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Homeland Security to investigate anything I want in any state. Right. You don't have to fly somebody there. Just call the local branch of your FBI and say, send over two agents. I want you to interview this person. Diddy's at doing what? Hiring private investigators, send them all over the U.S. You can't fight. Right. A fair fight with the Department of Justice, because they are the largest law firm in the United States of America. And where he's at, this is where they send their superstars, right? For real, the Southern District of New York, this is where they send their the people that can hit it out of the park. This is where they end up. This is the big time among the Department of Justice. So, yeah, he's in a world of hurt. And I honestly don't think he knows that. I think that he's one of those people that just thought for so long that they can't get me. And I also believe that he probably has a dead man switch of some kind. I think that there's stuff out there. I think that there's a lot of ugly stuff out there.
Multiple
that have big names on them, because well, how stupid would you be to not do this,
right?
Sadly,
especially when you're a quarter of a century into it,
right? And you know full well starting when about a year and a half ago. But if you didn't buy into all that, you certainly did by Christmas, because you were hiring an attorney.
Yeah,
right. So I would imagine that he did just in case, I'm taking this tape, this tape, this tape. This one that's got four people on it, right? I'm putting this together in a package that I'm going to be able to say stuff like, tell the producer, right? This dude needs to get a hold of me. Or there's going to be a release on Netflix. You know, tell him, make sure he understands, right? That video is going to come out on Netflix. I think that's a threat. I think it's always been a threat.
I'm going to hit you with one, right, about the phone call, right? Because people have been saying, they think it's AI, all this stuff. So I'm going to hit you with this. It's way more of a smart move to write down what you want to say as Diddy, have it get to your people, have them create it out of AI so that you have complete deniability. Nobody can be listening in, and you can get a message out. Because I'm telling you now, all the people that are involved in this will know that this is from Diddy. Right. So if people question it, I believe that the smarter option for Diddy in his position would be to put it out in a way he can deny it ever happened.
If that's the route that he took, it's genius. It really is. I mean, that's the best way to get something like this out. A lot of people, I read comments that said, now his kid can be arrested for destroying evidence. Sadly, people, what we heard was you need to take out the recycling, right?
Correct.
We also heard he needs to throw out all those pizza boxes. Now, you can read into that as much as you want, and he's on a prison phone, so he's probably not telling the kid to actually remove pizza boxes, right?
Yeah.
It's probably not something that you're going to bring up on a prison phone where you got 15 minutes.
Correct.
All of those things seem stupid. However, he didn't say, hey, those videos of the kids? You got to go destroy those, right? And the evidence I got here. So there's nothing there. I'd like it for there to be something there, but there's not. Definitely not going to.
I'm going to give you a choice of a tinfoil hat question or a question from the side chat. Which one do you want?
I'm a pretty big fan of tinfoil hats, but what? Let's do this. Let's do the side chat though, just so that we're
okay. Do you know how R. Kelly is doing in prison? Is he getting a fan base in there, or is he being harassed? Do you have any takes on R. Kelly?
I know for a fact that he's had the snot punched out of him twice. Once by a person he was living with, and they got him a new cellmate. And then the other one apparently happened when he was not in his unit. That's a rare thing, honestly. Usually, fistfights tend to take place in the unit because your cell's not going to be recorded. So you can go in there and do whatever you want. That's not going to be on film. Yeah, he's not doing well, right? There are obviously people out there that would like to reach out and touch people like that.
My actual heart bleeds. What a shame!
Sure,
what a shame
to see that happen to such a nice guy.
Yeah. So here's listen. We won't spend a lot of time on this, right? But the tinfoil hat question is, right? Do you think that it's possible that cases like the man on the island and the man and Diddy, right, are ways for this Illuminati cabal, whatever, to give us, the internet world, a pound of flesh, but really these people just, get a bit of facial surgery and disappear back into the real world and no one's looking for them, and we've got our fall guys for them? Because I don't get how this has all happened, right? Because I feel like it's easier for someone to just take him outside and Old Yeller him. Right. And that's it over with. Right.
Yeah. This was the perfect storm. Right. This was the perfect storm. And again, this will make you start thinking the tinfoil hat thing too. But this is a perfect storm, because here in this country, 3 years ago, none of these civil suits could have come in. Right. This is a new law. And this is a law that had just been put in. And So this wasn't, this is a perfect storm. All of this crap came together at once. And when Cassie Ventura filed that lawsuit,
right,
and stood up there and, you know, stuck her chin out and said, I'm not taking any crap from this dude anymore. I think a lot of other people went, oh yeah, I'm doing that too. And I think that Busby's a genius to say there's 120 people. Let's say he's only got 70, right? Whatever he's got. But he says 120 people. If you're a victim, right, and you want to be a survivor, here's a group of them, right? Here's a group of people that are doing something about it. And it does bolster people. It does make people think, you know what, I'm gonna come through. I think you nailed it. I think you nailed it. But I think the pound of flesh is Diddy. I think they're going to bury him. I don't think that cat gets out of this in any way. I think they're going to bury him. I also think there'll be some other people, because if the only person that goes away is Diddy, no one's going to believe this. So I do think there's an excellent chance that the powers that be said, boy, this is ugly. And you know what? We're going to have to take a few people out. So which ones on the tier below us can we frack? So, and I'm sure that people said Diddy's been screwing up for a long time, right? We've been hearing for decades that he unalived Tupac, that he unalived, right? Biggie, allegedly. Yeah. These things they talk about constantly.
Yeah.
It's not a secret.
Well, that's it. See, because for me, like I say, I think there's more to come, because this feels like the one time where this has happened out of their control almost. I feel like the Illuminati all went on a weekend retreat, right? Nobody put the answering machine on in the office,
yeah,
right? And they've come back and went, whoa, what? Wait a minute. Did no one put the answering machine on to take the calls about running the world? What is going on with Diddy? What has just happened? Like, I mean, I'm almost happy to say that, right? Because I can't figure it out. Because I feel like if this was a plan by them, you just old yeller him, mate. You old yeller him, right? And then put all the evidence out and be like, oh, it was so bad, mate. So bad. He's gone now, though. So, do you know what I mean?
Thank God, right? He's no longer going to be going.
That's a much better business plan.
I think you nailed it, though. Bloodline cult.
Do you know what I'm saying? That's a much bigger business plan. Better business.
They looked away. Is what happened. They looked away.
Yeah.
And I think that as Diddy started to get into trouble and they saw what was happening, they went, "All right, right." So we bury Diddy. You know, this guy's maybe a little bit, maybe it's too much, but maybe it's not. There's three or four lawsuits. Let this thing start going. And then let's get, you know, $75 million to a couple of these people and make this go away. And then this guy Busby from Houston goes, hey, check it out. I got 120 cases, right? For real.
Yeah.
Again, a lawyer, this isn't a logical thought for most lawyers, especially if they're 70 or 65, because this wasn't an option, right? This is a brand new law. This hasn't been done before. Right, to give somebody as much time as you want to sue somebody that damaged you in an essay kind of a way. They weren't able to do this. So I bet that probably wasn't on their radar, you know, and they thought, well, a couple of cases come out. There was, you know, a couple of here, a couple of there. 120.
Right? Yeah.
Booyah. How you doing?
Well, listen, that was just the week one thing. I'm not being funny, but I don't think the phone calls have just stopped. I'll just tell you something else. I would love to hear the madness that's been left on the Busby answering machine from Team P. Diddy. We know where you live. We will find you. I'm telling you now, you know there is a madness that has been deleted in that office.
I'm telling you now. Have you ever called the number?
No.
I've called it a couple of times on the show and played it. And when you call it, it says, thank you for calling the P. Diddy hotline. I'm not kidding you, right? It's like... And they talk about how you got to leave a very clear message. And they say, you know, if you haven't got something to back this up, I mean, make sure that before you're done with this, this is absolutely, I mean, it's.
Has anyone checked that the number doesn't spell out 1-800-DIDDLER? Has anyone actually checked that? Because if that turns out to be what the number is, I'm just saying right now.
That really would be.
Busby wins. At this point, Busby wins.
He has a tank. He bought a tank for $600,000, right? An old tank.
I'm sorry. No, wait. He has a tank.
Yeah. Like Sherman kind of thing. He has a tank that he bought in Europe for $600,000. I don't know how you get a tank home, right? I don't know that. Call FedEx or whatever.
You call Busby, right? And he soles it up. Do you know what I'm saying?
He's got it on his lawn, right? And apparently the Homeowners Association is loving that. But he has a tank on his lawn. This guy's a bit... He's an interesting fella.
Well, listen, I'm just being saying, if I thought there's a possibility of someone coming after me and I wanted to put something on my lawn that I could be sitting in at any point guarding my family, a tank's a good option. Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah,
for real.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a good option, man.
Yeah. And it shows that you got a little money in the old war chest too. You know what I mean?
During the interview with Sean, right? My brain just sees all details, right? His office doors are two sharks for door handles, right? Where are you buying them? Like badasslawyer.net. Like, where are you buying them? Like, I mean, you know, he has phoned up someone and got custom, like, I'm a shark.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just the guy is, he's almost at the level of like a graphic novel character lawyer who has just taken down the Illuminati. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And I think what we're going to see happen is he's already settling cases, right? This is no one is in the dark about this. People are already cashing this dude out. And, allegedly he's going to be cashing out people that weren't actually assaulting, right? Maybe they're just nearby or it happened in a room with them, but it's devastating to their career, right? You get tied to being one of these parties, you're going to need a new line of work.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Smaller audience than I do. So this is one of those situations where, I think that Busby's going to get to a point where, you know, how much is enough? After you've settled, say, 40 of these, don't you start going, you know what? Screw it.
Do you know
that would be me? I made 20 million. Let's burn this to the ground. Let's start announcing some names. I never liked this guy's movies.
What if he's sort of played it really clever and taken 120, knowing that he's going to settle 100, right? And those last 20 are so, like, they are so, because you got to understand. Here's the thing as well, Tommy. Right. So 120, right? If you look at the statistics on the R word being reported by victims, it's about 14% of victims, right? And then less than 1% conviction rate, okay? And then multiply that by the Diddy algorithm, okay? Yeah. It's quite insane, right? How many individuals out there right now are not going to be heard in this, right? And Busby, I think what he's going to do is he's given us that 120 number. Whoa! Okay, headlines for days, right? We'll get that whittled down to the ones that are just so, like, yeah, you know, totally, you know, rated R Netflix episode in the series when this, you know, plays out on the freaking, in a story, right? And I think that's a really clever way, because I know he's being criticized for settling, right? But if you, as a lawyer, can get a deal for a survivor or a victim that might not happen if it goes to court, I think that's still doing his duty, right? Yeah, because you know he's got a plan, Tommy. You know he's got a plan. You know he's got a plan.
By the way, if you check WhatsApp, I think you might see a picture of that tank. But I agree with you 100%. This is one of those situations that this guy, I promise you, if you watch how he did what he did, if you watched how he did those press conference, I mean, that press conference, I covered that live with a friend of mine. And I mean, this is not a guy that's flying by the seat of his pants, right? I mean, he's got the Diddy hotline number set up with.
I'm just saying, right? This is the guy, right? That they're trying to take right now. Okay. Like, I'm just saying, right? You can throw as many bottles of lube at that as you want. Okay. But you're not taking that out. I'm just saying.
No question,
man.
That's a solid vehicle right there.
Do you know what? The apocalypse is going to happen, and he's going to be one of those Mad Max characters in America with his tank, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm for it, man. I am for it.
Yeah, if I had the cash, I probably would own one.
We'd all own one.
Who's going to come over and give you crap? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you haven't mowed the lawn or whatever. Just point to the tank, Elon. If you're watching,
we don't need the Tesla Cybertruck. We just need the Tesla tanks. Okay. Get them happening, mate. Get them happening.
Drive through a few houses.
Yeah. Well, this is it. Well, you see, for me, as everything, right, my background is being on YouTube, infiltrating these dark web communities that traffic children and humans, shutting them down. We've had a few cases where we got arrests where people went to jail. We've shut down thousands of these horrible websites and all this kind of stuff. So for me, right, it's always about the cover-ups, right, of the faceless children, because they've learned now, it turns out, right, if you take a Bieber, right, or someone like that, and then horrible things happen, and then you put them in the public eye, there's a possibility later in life there's going to have visual effects of this, right? But if you just start getting them in tunnels, mate. You know, if only there was a sort of massive increase in foreign human beings into America that could be manipulated in a way. Oh no, wait, Tommy, I've just realized, right? Do you see what I'm saying? So these are the data points that I see, right?
Well, we don't even have to wait at the border. We'll fly them to your town.
What is worth sacrificing Hollywood over, right? A picture that is a bigger picture of that size. Yeah. And this is what we're seeing now. We're seeing some genuine cards just being pinged off of their house of cards. And I'm so here for what happens next, Tommy.
I think that's why this is the way it is, right? People write to me all the time and say, you know, who cares? I get this all the time, Tommy, who cares? 30 years of not caring, right? By everybody in this country, let this sicko do the things that he's done. And we're reading about him and hearing a lawyer read about him now, and it's turning your stomach and it's making you feel sick. Then you need to care. Because if we don't, what's going to happen is Diddy will be gone and there'll be another dude. They move right in. All right, let's go.
He's already there. He's definitely already there. 100%. Yeah. Right? 100 million percent. And it's, I often talk about when we talk about PDF files and the human transportation, for the regular media consumer or the normal person, right? I describe it as putting your hand over a candle, and at a certain point, your brain takes your hand away. Yep. It's the one topic in the world where, like, if you're at a house party and you go up to someone and start talking, and they instantly start talking about PDF files, you are exiting that conversation from the stranger at the party. Okay, yep. I'm all for open discussion and all of that. But when it's surface level media consumption, it's just not a topic people's brains in the everyday world can handle. Now, again, if we go back to the big Illuminati thing, isn't it interesting that the world has been set up in a way where we're all just too busy, right? Okay, we've got to work, we've got to pay tax, we've got to pay bills. We can't be caring about our neighbors. We've got too many things to worry about, right? Do you know how much books cost for university in America? I found out the other day, mad. Right? Yeah. Matt, I don't know what's going on over there, right? How can
is that the professor makes you buy the book he wrote.
Yeah, but listen,
professor in there makes you buy the book he wrote.
Everything costs so much. Like, if you break a finger, 10 grand, right? Yeah. How can you all afford anything? It's just mad. Yeah, like, what he's all up to? He's all just, like, running crypto scams over there to be able to afford just baseline living, because it's mad.
Eggs at this point. Everything is getting to the point where it's that out of control. I think that everybody in this country is so aware of the fact that this kind of crap's been going on, right? If you ask anybody in this country and you say, the Wizard of Oz, you know, did you ever hear anything about the actors from that? They'll go, oh yeah, yeah. She was strung out. They were shooting her with dope every day and sending her out to film. This was World War II. We haven't cleaned it up since then. We're doing the same crap that we were doing in the 40s, right? Well, no, we're closing on 100 years of doing the same stuff.
I kind of figured it out, right? They realized that you've got one of the most heavily armed civil populations in the world in one country. And if you don't keep them really, really skint, distracted and separated, they might realize, right, that when we talk about the mass, 1% versus the 99%, right? Yeah, I'm absolutely. Just saying, right? If you were to put that into one of those computer generators that generates 1% of the population and 99%, and you had it run a simulation of if we just all ran at them at once and they had any weapons they wanted, how many times we win out of 100. I'm saying, even if they were dropping nukes on the wave of people, some of us are getting through. I'm just saying.
Well, Ron, that's what they do in prison, right? You walk through the door, and if you don't know what you're doing, if this is your first time being in a prison or whatever, and you start walking over to go sit down at a table full of three or four black dudes, the cops are going to come and grab you, right? Won't even be an inmate. The cops come up and go, what are you doing? Come here, pull you aside and go, no, bro, you hang out with your people over there. Right? Yeah. That's your television. That's their television. You guys don't meet. You guys don't hang out because, just like you said, what happens if every inmate in the place starts looking at everybody there like a brother? Right. All of a sudden, if I don't care that your skin color is this or that, well, then the guys wearing green are in trouble, right? The guys wearing blue are in trouble because now, you know, you've got at every yard, let's say you got 1,300 inmates in there. What do you got for cops? 100? Right? 13 to 1's ugly. and they don't carry pew-pews on the yard. So it all basically, I think our country's the same way. And I talk about this all the time on my channel. They want to divide us. They want to divide us in every way that they can because it's just easier to control.
Yeah. They don't have the pew-pews, but you've got that one mad, like mad Nigel in the tower, right? Who some reason, right? I don't know, but the only marksmen that I have seen that are just the top tiers are the one crazy guy in the prison hall, like the prison tower guy. You know, right? There's some dark backstories to the prison guard sniper tower guy, right? Because I'm telling you now, the stories that I've heard, especially from Sean's interviews, right? There's a special kind of person that is the and no offense if like your dad is that guy, I'm sure he's sound, right?
Right.
Just soon.
The vast majority of them are solid people. But if you're a sicko and you happen to get that job, I mean, the idea is, the first shot, right? The first shot isn't a bullet.
Yeah.
The first shot's made of wood, and it's supposed to scare everybody to stop doing what they're doing so they don't have to shoot the second one. That's the warning shot.
Yeah.
But guys will not do that, right? There are guys that will remove that wood block, and the warning shot is, you know, they go boom, boom. The second one goes into the air, and they get paid. Sadly, it's the truth. If they get hazardous duty pay, they get sent home. They get some counseling because, you know, I don't know. It's a bad system. Everything in there is a bad system.
Yeah, sorry to just stigmatize every prison sniper in the tower there. Just a guy on the internet with an opinion. Okay, we're just chatting. Yeah. Here,
right? Well, I mean, I've said this about cops. I've said this about FBI agents. I've said this about corrections officers across the board. I will bet you that 94 out of 100 of them in every one of those occupations are good, solid, decent people. But unlike any other occupation, if you get a guy in there that's not solid, the things that he can do, the authority that he's got. I mean, I got handcuffed like this with my hands above my head, and I got used like a pinata for hours. Like, you can't handcuff someone's hands above their head for hours. I couldn't move my arms for a really long time. But all it takes is one. All it takes is one dude. And if they want to be sadistic, they'll beat the crap out of it. If they want to bring in drugs, they'll ruin the entire yard. But it only takes one. And when that happens, you get a yard full of people going, wow, the COs don't care, and they're all scumbags. The number of COs I've met since I started doing this job, corrections officers, COs, who are just great people. I mean, just really great people. But it only takes one to make a lot of them look really bad, which is kind of sad.
Well, it's kind of the same with everything. It's like when people pigeonhole an entire group of people, when they forget the fact that a corrupt, evil, nasty prison tends to be where all the corrupt, nasty people get brought to, and it's by design, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it's the same with, you know, corrupt post offices or Mason lodges or, you know, Pizza Huts or any other form of, you know, pizza related restaurants, you know what I'm saying?
You bring up the Masons, just a little teaser, right, for a later date. But I've been talking, me and a close friend actually took on a bit of a sex cult and documented the crap out of it. And it's a fascinating story. The number of these things that are existing in our country where, you know, these guys are judges and lawyers, you know, these are people that go out and live the most upstanding and upright lives that you could possibly imagine, except on the weekends, you know, where they have a traveling brothel and gambling organization where they do drugs and, it's just bizarre what happens, and we're in a country of it. We're in a world of it, honestly. And I think that this Diddy case is an explosion of that, right? It's not going to be, this one is on such a scale that I'll bet the people at the top are having those meetings and going, we might have to sacrifice somebody else.
Right? You know it.
Man, but get Jay-Z in here too. Screw it. Let's throw them both of them.
When it comes to monsters, right, I've dealt with PDF files of every subsection of PDF file. This is sadly become a passively learned expert on the subject. And the hang on 1 second. Sorry, Tommy. Tell people about your channel, and I'll be back in just 30 seconds, mate. 30 seconds.
You know what I'll do? I'll start a really good rumor. I've been watching an interview with one of the bodyguards that had been working for Sean Combs, and apparently must have done something to anger Diddy. Because this bodyguard claims that he was poisoned. He also claims that when he went to the hospital, they tested him and he had cyanide in his system. And he almost expired. He almost didn't make it. And guess what he had? Pneumonia. Because when you give somebody cyanide and it doesn't kill them, what it does is decimate your ability to fight off anything else. So very often people get pneumonia, and the inability for your body to fight it is why these people may be expiring. So that's some smoke, right? That's some smoke. Can you, there's a guy that claims this happens.
Can you get cyanide poisoning from skin contact?
I don't know enough about it, to be honest with you. I don't know whether or not it's something that, boy, I shouldn't say that. You can almost get anything, right, to go through transdermal if you use another chemical. It's got three initials, but it's what they put on, it's what they put on patches for fentanyl and all that. And it, what it does is it helps the, whatever the substance is, get through your skin. Yeah. So if they were to, if they were to do it right, they can make, basically make anything get into you.
Because one of the questions that came up in the Jaguar interview tonight was, did Jamie Foxx get a watch as a gift from P. Diddy? Oh God, there you go. You are so ready with the props, my guy. We are nailing this stream, Tommy. Right, we are connected, mentally connected here, man. We're smashing this. Make sure that everyone takes the time as well to subscribe to Tommy's channel, mods. Make sure you're spamming that out there. I'm pretty sure it will be in the description as well if you're watching this back. Please make sure you like and subscribe and share. As you know, it's super cool covering subjects that platforms like, you know, that definitely have nothing or no connections to anything we're talking about, putting stories out like this. And it really helps when you guys share. Make sure you subscribe to the channels. Make sure you stay active with the stories and keep supporting us, because we really appreciate it. You guys, without you guys giving a rat's backside, all right, our voices make no difference anywhere. Okay. And when we have, a lot of YouTube culture goes against supporting other YouTubers for some reason, right? And it's odd, but when we have individuals whose voices grow and then they're toppled, but they stand alone without community and unity from other creators, the voice goes. But when we all have a voice and support each other, it's harder to topple us all down. 1% versus 99. Use your voice. Even if you're just, you know, you're just a, you know, a classic Facebook mom and you just want to post pictures of your kids and some cat memes, okay? Just, there's ways of bringing this topic to the table that doesn't make you sound like, you know, you can't be believing everything on your internet levels. And I think that's one thing we all need to learn how to do, is that when it comes to educating everyone, right, we need to approach this with different bullets in the chamber, metaphorically speaking.
Especially because of this is one of those cases where maybe they're doing this to us on purpose, right? But I tell people, when you start researching this, maybe don't do it on a platform like YouTube or TikTok or any of those, because there's so much money in this case, right? The number of silver play buttons that are going to be made off of this case, and they're automated, right? If you're listening and the voice says Suge Knight instead of Suge Knight, get off of it.
Yeah. Right?
They're not going to tell you anything. They're going to cycle through. And if the headline says, we got a video of Bieber and Diddy, they don't waste your time. Right. This is really an epidemic, because this misinformation is out of control too. It really is. It's out of control. And from just a purely law nerd kind of angle on this, how are they going to find a dozen people on planet Earth that don't know about this case, much less find it in the city of New York?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, you talk about a tainted jury pool. Oh, my God.
Do you want to know a sad and pointless fact, Tommy, right? YouTube a few years ago changed their terms of service, and you're no longer guaranteed a play button. And I toppled over 100,000 subscribers, and they denied it because I was exposing elites, exposing PDF files, and all of this stuff. That is the thing. We're not in it for the reward. I'm not saying that by any sense, but they're cherry picking who the new level of deity are. Okay, there's a reason why some people have. Do you know what the biggest YouTuber subscriber count is? The individual, like one guy, just
I saw this yesterday. Was it 130 million or something? No,
Tommy, that was like 9 months ago. Over 300 million on one account. 300 million. Okay, so let's say you do something really bad and lose 10% of your viewers, Tommy, right? And that only leaves you 270 million. That's all right,
you probably wouldn't notice it.
I mean, I'm just saying, the guy who I'm talking about, right, who who I'm not going to mention because skip, right? We're talking about hiring a guy who was on the SA register, right?
And he knew it, so he gave him a nickname.
Yep. Oh, yes. You know what I'm talking about, Tommy. You're my guy. Yeah. You're my boy, Tommy. You're my boy, right? It's mad, right? It's just one of them, Tommy. Yep. I'm just saying. I don't want to
say. Turns out he really is a beast. Who would have thought? Bad stuff, right?
Oh, God. And then we've been talking about the symbols that they put in front of our face. Oh, my God. It's all making sense. Okay. I just wanted to make camping videos, Tommy, right? Yep. I just wanted to come to YouTube about 8 years ago, make some camping videos, and live my life. And here and we
now
are.
You're going to get burned with peanuts so hot it'll scar you for years.
No, Tommy, listen, please. Listen, Tommy, right? Just please.
I don't know why I agreed to this.
Shut up, Tommy. They're not that bad. Tommy, I heard, right, before you done the peanut test for the first time, full set of hair, luscious locks all the way down.
Down to my waist.
The peanut went in, melted, gonzo.
Gone.
I'm just saying, right?
I also had a beautiful singing voice at that time. All of this is just from peanuts. I was a beautiful tenor before I started these things.
But it really is.
It's one of those experiences that everyone in life should do. Even though it may not be the most pleasant of things.
Tommy owns the company. Don't listen to him. Okay. He owns the company. This is a biased review. Okay. Okay. I'm just kidding.
My brother's company, technically.
I'm just saying, right? I'm really excited to be part of it, man. I'm excited.
I'm really looking forward to it.
As far as content goes, if you want to see a man completely devolve into a snotty slug man, tune in because I'm going to be a mess. Okay. And I'm probably going to be doing a lot of this. As I'm talking to Tommy and saying horrible things, because Tommy, I'm telling you now, anything I say to you during that live stream, I don't mean, and I love you with all my heart, but I'm not going to like you on that night at all.
No, well, I'm going to do most of the talking.
I swear to God.
People can eat this stuff. The superpower that that my brother has and that I have to a lesser degree is that we can continue to have a conversation while we're eating this stuff.
Me. No, that's not going to be me, Tommy. That's not going to be me. You're going to be sitting there going, everyone. So the weather today, I'm going to be a mess on the floor.
You'll notice the snot coming out of his nose, right? I'm guessing his pain level's at about a 7.
I'm going to be convulsing. I'm going to be doing my best to AI myself into the situation convincingly.
Perfect.
All right.
Perfect. We're bringing it.
We're bringing it, man. We're killing it. Oh, no, there they are. Oh, no. Yeah. Show everybody, because it's a real thing.
Size of the peanuts in there, too. Can you see the size of those? These are the largest peanuts you're ever going to come across. And that's my brother there.
That's Johnny Scoville's Tube of Terror.
Brought to you by the people who brought you the Death Nut Challenge. It's just a little higher up the chain.
I am not a spicy guy, but hey, we'll do it for the memes 100%.
You will be. The nice thing is, after you do this, there's nothing else that's ever going to burn you. For real. Like, you eat other stuff, and it will not have the same effect that it had before. This does change how you view heat, I promise. I've watched
this. That's not a sales pitch, Tommy. That's not a sales pitch. Okay. I'm already having
it wasn't so much a sales pitch as just, there is something that is a bit of a benefit. I know you're trying to help,
okay? But there's no helping me in this situation, Tommy. Okay, I should never have agreed to this. It's going to be hilarious.
On the right side, I'm going to send you a couple of extras of everything so that after you're done with this, you can then go out and do it to other people because that's how it's supposed to happen. It's like you pay it forward, you know?
Yeah. Just go hunting PDF files and rub it in their eyes. Brilliant.
There you go.
I don't know how much more time you've got left. We're coming up to court.
I gotta wrap this thing up because, believe it or not, I'm doing a different show.
Listen, Tommy, you are freaking fabulous, right? And I just want to say I'm super excited to talk to you again, right?
You're great, you're killing it, great audience, and
I can't wait to talk about nonsense and eat some peanuts and have a fun night with you. And
I'm looking forward to it.
Hate you for a small period of time and then reunite and be friends again. I don't know if Sean is still in the green room or if he can hear me, but it would be, hang on a second, let me just double check what is happening. Hang on a minute.
Right, kind of weak sauce, only 4 hours and 15 minutes. I'm kidding. That's unbelievable, the amount of content that you guys are putting up. And it's all great stuff.
Well, listen, I just want to say, like I say, it's the people who are supporting and really making all of this content go out there. You know what I'm saying? The algorithm is a crazy dance. But listen, before we go, just as I'm trying to figure out what's happening here with Sean, is there anything else you want to touch on Diddy? Oh, here he is, that we've not touched on just quickly. Let us know.
No, you know what? I think we're probably in good shape for the day. I think that we probably gave everybody a lot. But stick around, I promise you, because like right now, there are three stories on this that once I can document, I promise. I mean, if as long as I can feel like the preponderance of evidence is that this is highly likely, right? And the sources are good, but I'm chasing this stuff down. There's so much. It's not like if we're going live, it's not like we got that thing 30 seconds ago. We probably got it a day and a half, 2 days ago, and we're chasing all of these strings down, but there's a lot in the works. Stick around. It's going to get ugly.
That is the best cliffhanger yet, Tommy. I'm feeling that. Sean, are you there?
Yeah, thanks, Tommy. Really appreciate you coming on.
I love being over here, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you to all the viewers who've been with us for what, since 7:30? What time is it now? 1 in the morning.
One in the morning. Yeah.
Some of the viewers have been with us for 5.5 hours, I think.
Your batteries ran out again, Sean. That's how long we've been on. Sean is just in the abyss. He's in the abyss.
We've got confirmed tomorrow the Diddy Bodyguard, big homie CC coming on. He's the guy who did the Jamie Foxx.
Shut up.
You know, no big deal. You know, that's just it's just how we roll now at the Sean Atwood channel. It's just banger after banger after banger.
At 8 p.m. UK, and at 6 p.m. UK, we've got Junior Vandel, Madeleine McCann case, I think part 7 or 8 at 6 p.m. And so it's going to be an interesting evening tomorrow. And huge thank you to Ron. Yeah, been absolutely on fire, brother. Just starting with
Jag. I appreciate the trust with such high level guests and with 900,000 subscribers. By the way, that just
there's a 900,000 subscribers. Congratulations, that's awesome.
People are asking about my channel and my socials. Just go to projectrook.com. That's my website. You'll get everything there. I've got channels and all that kind of stuff. You'll get all my old content, my documentaries. If you want to ruin your evening further with the truth of the PDF file. Madness of the world. So thank you.
Everybody's links are in the description box. And shout out to Shane for coordinating these guests.
He's a beast. Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen. I'll see you on the next one. I got a boogie.
No problem.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys.
Cheers. All right. Much love and respect wherever you are in the world. Thank you for tuning in. Check out Julia tomorrow, followed by Big Homie. Anything to say before we go, Ron?
Mate. Just another banger. Thank you to the side chat. Thank you to the mods. Thank you to the community. And can't wait for the next one.
Big homie in the house, everyone. 8 p.m. UK, Sunday. Ow!
My God.